Jared Gomes here with you, and we got the Navigation Center pop-up taking place in Peace River coming up January 22nd. It's going to be going on 9 a.m. till 6 p.m., and with all this great information being shared, I thought I'd learn a little bit more about what kind of information they're sharing. So I got someone here on the line ready to talk all about it.
My name's Tamara Brenham, and I'm the FCSS, or Family and Community Support Services Programmer for the town of Peace River.
Awesome. And tell me about the event you guys have coming up here.
The Navigation Center pop-up is a community event happening in the town of Peace River at the Sagatawa Friendship Center in their gymnasium. We're bringing together, currently we have 27 providers, businesses, agencies, organizations that are going to come together under one roof for sort of a one-stop shop event.
So what kind of information will be available at the event?
So we have numerous different agencies that are coming, and so they range from the Canadian Mental Health Association, food banks. We have different education opportunities like Vision Learning or Moki River Adult Learning. Peace Regional Outreach Campus and Northern Lakes College will be there. Recovery Alberta and Primary Care Alberta will be there as well. Public Health will be offering immunizations and information on sexual health. Just numerous different agencies that can be accessed under one roof.
Who would you say is kind of the target audience for this? What kind of group of people are you hoping to see down there?
Well, really, we would like to have it open for everyone. There's definitely, we don't want to disclude anyone from attending if they're unsure, if there's something there that piques their interest. It's open for everyone. Our focus is vulnerable individuals, single parents, low-income families, and seniors.
Why would you feel like something like this is important, especially, you know, starting off the year?
Yeah, the Navigation Center is important to our community because it helps people connect more easily to the supports and services that they might need, especially during times of vulnerability like in the winter. And instead of navigating the complex systems on their own, individuals can access multiple resources in one place, reducing barriers such as confusion or transportation challenges or even long wait times.
If people happen to miss it this time, is there a place where maybe it'll happen again, or is there a place they can go to get some of this information?
Absolutely. Anyone looking to learn a little bit more can call Community Services at 624-1000, and we can provide that information. We are looking at potentially offering this in the summer, but it is all based on how well it's received and what kind of interest we get.
Just to make sure, there is no fee. People can just drop in and go and learn all kinds of information.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's transportation available. So if somebody finds that that is a barrier for them, they can give us a call and we will have different transportation options available.
Was there anything else you wanted to make sure to mention or highlight?
Just mostly that transportation portion. We want to make sure that if anybody needs transportation, that they know that they can give us a call here at Community Services and we will arrange that for them.
If you could sum up the whole event in, one sentence, what would you say?
That this is a one-stop shop for organizations, businesses, and agencies, and that anybody looking for some of these things under one roof that should come and join us and learn what's available in our region.